Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Fourth and goal from the two. Ravens offense still on the field. Here we go. Fourth and goal from the two. Davis in the backfield with Lamar Jackson. Now he's in motion to the left side. In the shotgun. Snap. Jackson going to throw. Takes a look. Pocket collapsing. Drops back. Throws it towards the end zone. It is intercepted in the end zone. Picked off in the end zone. Jordan Poyer stepped in front of that pass. Picked off in the end zone by the Bills veteran safety Jordan Poyer. How about that one?
He was wide-ass open, and I kind of peeked at him. He was in the corner of the end zone, and Lamar didn't see him at first. I peeked back with Lamar. He was scrambling, and as soon as I peeked at him, he was kind of raising his hands up like he wanted the ball, so I just took off, and Lamar saw him open, and he kind of floated in the air, and I just went to go make a play on it.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Bills at the Ravens' 11-yard line. They show blitz again. Josh takes the snap. Back to throw. Now he's going to run it around the left side. First down yardage inside the five. Headed towards the end zone. Is he in? Yes. Touchdown, Buffalo. Josh Allen around the left side. Touchdown. An 11-yard run for the Buffalo quarterback. What a play.
I mean, yeah, we got a lot of heart, a lot of grit in this locker room. Like I said, we play with a lot of love for each other. And typically when you have guys that do things the right way, work hard, and care about each other, you're going to have success.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
What's up, everybody? Another grueling Bills game, two in a row. This one ends better. I'm a little surprised. I'm not sure I'm right, but what I think the reaction to this game has been surprises me a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, does that surprise you without even knowing what it is? Are you already surprised? Do we have like a surprise link?
I'm more intrigued than I am surprised.
Intrigued. Good. It's a super impressive comeback win. I mean, Baltimore is really good, and the game looked pretty bleak, and the Bills do it. It sounds today to me like we're not nitpicking necessarily, not that some of these points aren't good points or even maybe important points, but today has sounded more like they lost to me.
Huh.
And that can be my problem, you know, just like when am I listening, when am looking on my phone, where, you know, I think there's, again, honest and maybe important conversations to have about them, but the overall point for me is, at least first, like the bottom line point for me is, again, like they're so good that they can get into that hole and dig out and hold Baltimore scoreless throughout the second half and, you know, just get it done. And so my takeaway, and maybe this is most people's, but I think it probably is more likely to be maybe outside of the area, like people who are not fans of the team, like, yep, you know, that's a great comeback win. That is still like the main thing for me is that, and this is what we knew or what we thought we knew. They did lose last week, but they're so good that that's possible. And I don't know, I'm not going to say we're spoiled or anything, because I don't really mean that. But it's been interesting to hear, like, but they need to do this better, and they'll need to do that better. I'm not sure they will end up needing to do anything better.
No, I mean, I don't. It doesn't surprise me that people are finding holes in yesterday and things that can be improved upon, because we all did ride through, you know, almost an entire first half. I mean, 20-3, Bills get the ball back just with inside 2 minutes to go and, you know, get a touchdown before the half ends. But I felt a lot of despair during the second quarter. I think I told you yesterday when Lamar Jackson gets away from Von Miller and I think it's Shaq Lawson, and that just ridiculous play that throws up a floater and it looks like it's going to be intercepted, but it's batted and then it's reception. I was like, it's not my day. Like, this is just, what else is on? You know, like that's how I felt. And I think maybe once the win comes, that whether it's something you intend to do or it's just like sort of subconscious, you might feel some need to scratch that itch that like you were unhappy for an hour and a half in the afternoon. Like, you thought like 2-2. Oh my gosh. What is happening here? You know, I got to go to the Chiefs. I've got the Packers coming up. Ah! And so in order to sort of validate those feelings of despair, you want to like go back and address it. But I don't know. I'm not one who, at this point in my career, in my fandom of the Bills, I feel like they were more impressive than anything yesterday, in that when they could have been feeling like, oh my God, it's pouring, it's 30-mile-an-hour wind gusts, what are we doing here? It's 20-3, you know, all right, just whatever. Next week, you know, like, I know that's not how athletes are wired, or right. At least it's not how they tell you they're wired, but
especially when it's the second quarter,
right? It was early enough, but I mean, I felt demoralized, and I'm a little embarrassed about that. And I think in order to validate that, sometimes we try a little too hard to tell, like, make sure, well, this is why I felt it was so bleak. Well, okay, whatever. They did just such a great job at the end, the entire second half. I mean, that is a potent Baltimore offense. I mean, they have been moving the ball and scoring points. I mean, I know maybe the collapse against Miami gets, you know, a lot, you know, most of the attention because it was so incredible that they blew it. But, you know, that offense and Lamar Jackson has been as impressive as the Bills have been on offense through 3 weeks of the season, and the Bills kind of shut them down. Now, Baltimore, you know, did a decent job on the Bills too. It was a low scoring game. The weather had some impact on that, but I don't know. I'm more impressed than I am anything else by how they handled the end of the game, how they hung in the game, and just the job overall the defense did on Lamar Jackson.
I'm impressed. I'm not surprised. The game was never over for me at all. Like, this team is almost unstoppable. I mean, not literally, but we have games where they never punt. We have games where they turn the ball over, like the Ram game, and I guess this is almost the same point, but, you know, you avoid turnovers and they can score at will. The Tennessee game, they scored at will. Miami, they didn't score at will, but they moved the ball at will, really almost 500 yards. Yeah, I mean, I think they're that good. I know a lot of people do. They certainly could have lost even after they caught up with the long drive by the Ravens to the goal line and then the interception, and the Bills just masterfully from there get the win. We talked a lot about that, you know, that sequence, the Poyer play, just heard the clip, the Ravens decision to go for it, all of that. I know on the post-game show and this morning there was too. The Bills are, all right, this goes into a little bit of the category of like winning the close ones, which they've been unfortunate in, unable to do lately. But this game was just expert level clock management by the Bills, really in the first half too. I mean,
the end of the second quarter was very good too.
Right, right. And just so important. I mean, this is kind of, I mean, everybody cares at least a little bit, but for me, this is an area where I have just been scrutinizing teams and Bills teams over the years. Like, how could they be better when they don't have the best players? How can they find an edge? And there are edges that get wasted by teams. And, you know, there were plenty of games yesterday where you saw this too. But the end of the first half, and then quintessentially that last drive, the Singletary run, the Allen run from the 2 to the 1, you talked a lot about that yesterday. Like, that's not a nothing play at all. And being able to run the clock out in that game, just, like, beautiful. So they have that, or at least yesterday they had that right. And something that can get really good teams with great players beat. And, you know, here was another area where they were excellent.
And this I don't think qualifies as anything worthy of like breaking news designation, but maybe just to say it, because I don't know that it came up yesterday. The Bills, look, the fourth down decision by Harbaugh is the right decision. If I don't say that, you certainly will. I think anyone paying attention to the trends in the league can understand why they went for it. And I think probably the math would tell you, regardless of who you're playing, that that is the right call. But I do think that for coaches, as much as they may, and I don't mean to speak for Harbaugh, I'm not studying him, but who you're playing plays into your a part of the decision. And the Bills have become a team that you do not want to leave a minute and a half or 2 minutes and a three-point lead, because you're not going to feel safe. Like he's trying to get a touchdown because he said it after the game. The worst that's going to happen, like I think we'll stop them, but the worst that's going to happen is we're going to overtime. And that's what I got. That's what I got to look at. And it's pretty cool. Like I can reflect on plenty of conversations over the years. Now, Baltimore is no inferior opponent here, okay? But when the Bills were up against the stacked Patriots or whomever else you want, and you would always be clamoring for, like, look, use these things to your advantage. You know, you are not their equal. Stop pretending you are and go get it. Like work to get everything you can in your favor to give yourself a fighting chance. Like, there's always been that. And the Bills are now that team. And again, the Ravens are not like a drought era Bills team by
right.
far.
No,
but
if this is the Jets, 20-20, fourth and goal at the two.
You're kicking a field goal.
Well, they might be unless they're on it, and then they're not. And their part of their argument can be, you know, we're an underdog. Teams don't, like you said, teams don't talk like that. And that's, we mm-hmm. know. But it can make more sense for a team that is a playing against a much
yeah.
better team to try to win it. You know, a better example of this might be going for two at the end when an extra point ties it. Go for two, win the game right here, one play
yep.
to pull this off.
I rushed it when you said if they're playing the Jets, and I said they kick a field goal. You're saying the Jets kick a field goal. What I'm suggesting is if the Ravens are playing the Jets, they might kick a field goal. We're going to win this game. The Jets aren't going to drive the field. I'm not scared of Zach Wilson and the Jets. But Josh Allen and the Bills, 3-point lead, 2 minutes to go, full timeout compliment, yikes. That's the point I'm trying to make. So sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, I do you want it? I mean, I don't think he had to go for it, but I think it's right to do that. I mean, I think he was right to do that. He explained it very well mm-hmm. after the game, even kind of calmly. That was pretty good.
Yep.
The way he talked about it. And I mean, who would you rather be? Who would you rather be if it's 23-20?
I'd rather be the Bills with the ball, just like last week I said I'd rather be the same situation, right? I mean, give me the ball and a chance to go beat you.
Yep.
With that offense, that's who I want to be. If I'm on defense there, I'm terrified.
Right. Somebody, I tweeted about this an hour ago, and somebody said the Ravens would have been better off with a pick six happening there than what happened.
Yes, I would agree
like,
with that.
What was better for Baltimore? 20-20, Bills on their 20-yard line, 4 minutes. Or 27-20 Bills, Ravens ball. Like, I don't know. It's probably the first one, but it's funny to think like it could make that much of a difference. The touchback was so big there. And
yeah, and 4 minutes is a lot different than 2 minutes even, right? I mean, that's one of the things that's so impressive about the drive the Bills mounted there is that they bled 4 minutes. I mean, when they're starting out, you know, you can, especially with the style of team they have, you might get the yards too fast, right? Part of the object here is to run the clock completely out, and they did. I mean, it was just an expert four-minute drive to eat up all that time. You don't want to leave, especially if you're thinking about just kicking a go-ahead field goal. You don't want to leave 30 seconds there. I mean, this team got beat with 13 seconds last January. I mean, you don't want to leave anything there.
By the way, the Ravens, in that loss to Miami, had the ball on the plus side of the field with 2.5 minutes left in a tie. They got to fourth down. Now, they were not at the goal line. They got to fourth down and kicked the field goal, 2:14, I believe. 2:14 or 2:18 left. Tucker makes a long field goal to give them the lead. The Dolphins drive in 2 minutes and win it on a touchdown of their own So it's like recent memory. I mean, the Ravens have two wins and they have those two losses. Ouch. Both 17-point lead games for them.
Yeah.
So back to the first point. I don't think what I've heard or read sounds crazy or anything, but it's, you know, I think maybe fans are in a critical place with these Bills because the standard is so high and the expectations better. The expectations are so high. And it's really, I think for this game, it's the offense and the Crowder injury and the McKenzie injury and Davis struggling, right? Add up to, are we concerned about their passing game? And you can be. They get the two big plays from Shakir yesterday. He steps in and that works. I mean, everything this team touches. And so, cool. And maybe he plays a lot. We'll see about McKenzie. And they're a 14-point favorite, so this might not be a game where this is a big deal. But I would think Shakir would get an increased role. Maybe no Kumerow again either. And, okay, so what else? They are throwing the ball to the running backs, Singletary in particular yesterday, more than I expected. And maybe more than anybody expected this year. Like, how are they different? That's mm-hmm. how they're different.
Yeah.
The average depth of target, Allen, this year, is way down from any year in his career. This is a guy who, I mean, we've seen it become more polished, but just he wants to launch it. You know, he's looking for the home run. And this year they are throwing the ball faster, right? You've made mm-hmm. that point a lot. Yep. Getting it out faster and throwing it to Singletary. Devin Singletary, the worst graded running back in the NFL last year at receiving, is second on this team in catches through four games. Davis was hurt, right? Mm-hmm. With injuries are part of that. Diggs, of course, is first. You don't see Knox there. You don't see McKenzie there, you know. It's Singletary. And, you know, that's largely intentional.
It's a big change. Yeah.
It's a big change.
Yep.
And is it out of necessity? I mean, the Ram game, they didn't look like they needed that. Davis for big ones and Diggs for a big one, you know, like that was kind of the other Bills in the beginning. And then Tennessee too, but really since it's been shorter. Maybe Davis is the biggest reason why.
I think Davis is probably a big reason why. I would guess that they. I think it was quick. It was coming out quick. I don't know what the depth of target was in that Ram game, but both those two opening games, those easy wins. You know, they weren't super easy at halftime. At least the opener wasn't. But you know, they ended up being pretty comfortable wins in the second half. Both of those games. Took some time because that's where the narrative of Allen getting the ball out so fast started, was right after the opener. And Collinsworth saying, I feel like I'm watching Tom Brady. Like, where'd this tactician Josh Allen come from, where it's just open guy, quick hitters, get the ball out, offset the pass rush. And then what happened in those two games is, I think, and this might be a pretty surface level analysis of it, but when one of the safeties crept up, bang, we hit you right over the top. And what maybe these last two games are missing is that. Like, the rest of it, I think, is kind of following a similar script. Now, the running backs are seeing more targets in these last 2 weeks than they did the first two. I think, anyway. Last week was crazy how many targets
right.
the running backs
got. Wasn't
it
20?
Including Gilliam, yeah. It was. Yeah, I think it was in – if it wasn't 20, it was close to that. So – What they haven't done though is get capitalize when there isn't that look, and so we've been missing that, and so it just looks like they've got pretty much a different sort of nickel and dime passing offense. I feel like that big stuff is gonna be there. They just haven't had the looks these last couple of weeks. But it does. I think it's impossible to ignore that they have set out to have a quick-hitting passing game available to them to offset teams trying to take away, the deep part of the field on them.
Yes. Davis still has something to prove here, I think. And we're all asking if he's injured. You know, like this game yesterday was kind of messy and not much in Miami either. Did he play in Miami?
Yes, he did.
Okay. It's Tennessee that he missed. Sorry, I just blanked for a second. So, you know, he's not somebody like Diggs, or even doesn't have to be such an elite example, but a player that's just a target hog, you know, somebody that is undeniable when they're out there. Davis's big plays, Davis's contested catches, big plays downfield. Without him, I mean, he's there, but without him being more relevant in their offense, it all does seem kind of shorter. And shorter is okay as long as you're efficient, and as long as you're able to convert third downs all day. You know, you can drive long drives and score your points that way. But like the best Bills, I think, have and turn to that downfield piece. You watch Kansas City last night, like they've got different guys each week, but like they can still just sort of hammer you like that. And that's left the Bills here the last 2 weeks. They've been pretty efficient, but not been able to, you know, roll up big numbers.
Not explosive.
Yeah. Not explosive. So that's something, I guess. Poyer, his two interceptions in this game, I mean, what a player he has been for the Bills and still is. They missed him in Miami, and, well, they lost,
yep.
Right? But back to that fourth down pass, the interception he makes, his excellence on that play, and it was a good description he gave of what he saw there and how he remembered it. That's not something Lamar Jackson or another team should necessarily be expecting. Even though Jackson probably had Duvernay like the whole time, for Poyer to get over there and do that is still is still excellent, and it came very close to, without that, I mean, it's a touchdown, probably.
Yeah, and I think without the pass rush, without Rousseau, I mean, Jackson even said, like, the big guy had his arms up. I don't know if he called Rousseau the big guy, but whatever. He couldn't see Duvernay right away, and I think Jackson even said, if I see him right away, it's a touchdown. Because he was alone, and it wasn't like he suddenly broke open. Like, he ran out there and was there. But Lawson coming around the one edge and Rousseau the other, and Jackson starts backpedaling, and it took him until Poyer saw Duvernay wave for maybe Jackson to see him and throw the ball, and by then Poyer was able to cover the space and get over there. Good, really great play up front, and, of course, great play by Poyer.
So 3-1 will do, right?
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
3-1 will do. 23-20 Bills over the Ravens. We'll look for your calls next. 803-0550 is the number. We've got Eric Wood today, and every Monday after games, he joins us in about 40 minutes. Thanks for being with us. Let's talk about this team and that win. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Bills at the Ravens 11-yard line. They show blitz again. Josh takes the snap. Back to throw. Now he's going to run it around the left side. First down yardage inside the 5. Headed towards the end zone. Is he in? Yes. Touchdown, Buffalo. Josh Allen around the left side. Touchdown, an 11-yard run for the Buffalo quarterback. What a play.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.